Happy Friday once again, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's time for another episode of Inside Mara's Book. This is the 10th episode of my podcast, and I'm just gonna shed light and gush on that for just a little bit. This podcast, it just started as a small random thought, and really, it's, you know, regardless of how many listeners or likes or shares or what have you that I get, while those are super appreciated, I'm more or less just, I'm doing this like for me and, you know, just keeping me close. It's really just, it's keeping me close to my passion in this really hard time that we're going through. And it does keep me on my toes and it keeps me busy. Especially now that I have Fridays off, it gives me something to look forward to. And I really hope that whoever is listening, I hope that you're enjoying it, as much as I am. Maybe not, but, I appreciate, for those of you who have listened thus far, thank you. For those of you who are just starting to listen, thank you. And for any of you who have, you know, given me ideas or have given me feedback or who have shared the podcast, thank you. I really, really appreciate that. And it really just keeps my heart full. So I am just really looking forward to continuing this podcast. Just a quick idea that I had in mind, and I'm gonna let it go on you guys. And if you have any other thoughts or suggestions about this, please keep me informed or reach out to me. What I'm thinking about doing is, I'm definitely thinking about getting more people on the podcast. I just have to experiment with it a little bit more to see like how somebody on the other line can still be recorded while I'm being recorded simultaneously. So I have to mess around with that just a little bit more until I really know for sure it's going to work. But I'm definitely for sure planning on bringing other people onto the show. Definitely friends and family and my significant other, Eric, and people like that. But I'm also thinking about getting local people on here and just to kind of, you know, this is my story. This is my life. I'm talking very real and raw and very, very candid, very candidly. And I think it would be cool if I could get like maybe local people in the area who are comfortable enough being on the show to share their life experiences, or even if it is like a local business owner or an employee somewhere where I constantly go, something like that. I'm definitely want to turn this into more of like a journalism feel sort of podcast where I'm actually talking to another person on the show and, you know, like I'm interviewing them and, you know, asking them questions about whatever topic of the day that would be. So I think that I want to take this into that direction. I guess I'm going to do that. Like, I really want to plan on doing that in like season 2 or 3, if you want to call it. So I'm planning on doing like 10 episodes in each season, I guess, if you want to call it that. That really is the plan. If you guys have any other thoughts on that, or if you have any other ideas, or if you know any cool characters that I should reach out to, and if you're in the local area, if you know any I know a lot of really cool people in Youngstown that I think it would be really cool to have on the show and to get them to talk about whatever topic it is that we're talking about or their life story and how we can like relate to one another. I'm really thinking about doing that. So please let me know what you think and let me know if you have any other ideas in regards to that. I would just really appreciate it. But I think that's the direction I want to head into with this podcast. So anyway, speaking of the topic of today, today is going to be food. I am going to talk about food and how I even got this idea and or why I decided to do this today is really kind of silly because, you know, ever since that Eric and I moved into our new place in small town Hubbard, Ohio, I've been putting myself to the test as far as trying new things in the kitchen, trying out new recipes, and even trying out like staple recipes that have been in my family for a long time. So I've been getting pretty good at that, but I'm still learning things along the way, and today is going to be one of those days. So we'll see how it goes. So I'm currently boiling water for rotini, and those rotini noodles are actually going to be not used for red sauce, surprisingly. So for those of you who don't know, half of my family is Italian. The other half of my family is Irish. My mom, who is deceased, she and her biological father and many other members of her family were all Italian. And that's all they grew up doing was cooking, and they passed those recipes down to my mother, and I learned those recipes as a child, or at least I was around them enough to know what to do or what to start out doing. And so now they're passed on down to me, and even Eric is noticing just like the difference, the tricks and the secrets that my mom used to do to make her food so, so good. So today is one of those days where I am trying something new. I am making homemade Italian pasta salad, and it sounds like it's really complicated and super fancy, but it really isn't. It's just like any other ordinary pasta salad. It's just the type of dressing that you use and just what you put into it. So it's a first time for me today. I'm currently boiling water to get the noodles all boiled. And so basically the noodles have to, after I get them all boiled and rinse them and get them all cooled off, they have to chill in the fridge for roughly 5 hours. I would say 5 to 6 hours until they're completely cool enough to put the homemade Italian dressing on it and put, you know, whatever it is. My mom, she always used to do, or my dad, he always used to do, you know, salami and pepperoni, a red onion, olives, cherry tomatoes, and two different types of cheese, yellow and white. So it really just all depends on like what you put into it, but it really just depends on like what dressing you use. Sometimes I do have the time to make the homemade Italian dressing, but I did not do that this time because the stores were super, super scarce for finding the ingredients. And that's also another thing that I'm experiencing in this time, finding the right stuff to do certain things. So that has been a project for sure. But I'm learning as I go, and I'm just really excited to make this pasta salad, and I'm going to have pictures of it later. So if you guys follow me on social media or if you check that out, it's totally going to be there. So yeah, I'm really excited about that, and it's definitely a new adventure. Other staple recipes in my family, they're very different from each other. So there's a lot of recipes that I learned from my dad, and then there's a lot of recipes that I learned from my mom. Anything that I make Italian or anything that I do that's Italian based is from my mom. My dad, he was more of the pit master in the family. That's how I learned how to grill steaks, ribs, how I learned how to do pulled pork sandwiches, how I learned how to do, burgers and bratwursts and things like that, sweet Italian. My dad was more of the meat and potatoes kind of guy, and he was more of the pit master in the family. My mom, she liked to do several different pasta dishes and homemade potato and macaroni salad. She loved to do different types of salad. She, with the homemade Italian dressing. My dad learned how to make homemade Italian dressing. It's not too hard. You just have to make sure that you're using the right stuff and that it's actually available. There's definitely a lot of variety going on with the cooking. So, and a lot of it, I will say that most of my cooking comes from my mother. And just bear with me one moment. I'm actually checking on my boiling pot of water. I don't want to neglect it too much. But anyway, everything's all good, by the way. So, like I was saying, the recipe is definitely vary, and you can just kind of see like what my dad grew up eating and what my mother grew up eating. And now it's so cool that I'm actually able to combine the two on my own and even just try it on my own. And now it's like, I knew first and foremost, I was so excited about this when Eric and I moved into our place that I was like, wow, I'm finally going to be able to get the chance to try all of my dad's or all of my mom's or all of my grandmom's favorite recipes on my own and actually see if I can do it. And there are still times where I have to call up dad and say, okay, like, what am I getting at the store? What am I doing? How do I start doing this? So he's still been a guiding light for sure. But in the end, I still have to do it on my own. And so far, everything has gone just so well. And I'm really, really proud of that. And I know it's something that my mom would have been proud of too, because she just loved to cook. She loved food just as much as I do. And it's just cool that I'm able to carry those family traditions or the family recipes. So getting back to the other staple recipes in my family, especially on my mom's side, my mom's lasagna was so good. I don't even know if I'm actually a little scared to try lasagna, but I know I'm going to eventually. I just have to work up enough courage to try to master that. It may seem really easy and you just follow the direct, but the way my mom did it was just, she just knew how to cook the noodles just right. Her sauce was so good. And she definitely always used meat, but sometimes she would combine Italian sausage in it too, and it was just so, so good. But I think she liked it better without the sausage. So it's definitely one of those staple recipes that she always made. like on a regular basis because my dad just loved it so much. And I feel like it would be the same for Eric and I if I were to make it. It would be so good. And it always, whenever you make like homemade lasagna, it just, it's endless and you just have tons and tons of leftovers. And that was always something important in my family because everybody worked. Everybody really, you know, my dad, he didn't have a lot of time to cook. My mom, when she was around, she definitely did most of, if not all of the cooking. But when my dad had to become a single parent, unfortunately, or, you know, during his widowed years, the first 3-4 years, he really, really had to learn a lot himself. So I kind of feel like that in a way is where, you know, somebody's not cooking for me anymore. And now I have to like do it to myself. But I guess in my situation, since I haven't lost anybody, it's a little bit easier. And it's not, certainly not a chore for me. I just, when I'm cooking, like when I'm in the kitchen and when I'm making my mom's favorite recipe and that it's something that Eric and I can like share together, that is everything to me. I just, I'm totally like in my element when I'm in the kitchen and cooking those recipes. So lasagna, that was a big one. Stuffed shells, definitely. Manicotti, not so much. It was more or less stuffed shells and excuse me, it was more or less stuffed shells and lasagna that my mom did. She also loved to do several different like spaghetti, baked ziti and like different spaghetti dishes. But she also, like my mom always didn't cook Italian food. Sometimes that she had to take a break from that and get away from it, which is something I can completely understand because me personally, I could eat red sauce every day. It would not be a problem for me to eat red sauce every day or something with red sauce, but I don't want to overwhelm Eric with that. And my mom was the same way when she and my dad first started dating. So, you know, she, you know, definitely her different potato and like chicken recipes that I do. And that's just kind of like where my dad came into the picture. He did a lot of grilling back in the day and he still does. So for my dad, I definitely learned how to do all of like the different types of meat dishes and sausage, peppers, and onions. And my dad, I swear, makes the best tuna casserole. It is so good. And that is also another recipe that I definitely want to learn because it's really, really good. And I know that I want to do that. It's a little bit easier than lasagna. And it doesn't require a lot. But it's just definitely one of those recipes that still stick out to me because his tuna casserole is so good. So, it really just has been quite an experience learning or actually relearning, all of the recipes that are in the family. And, actually last week I did one of my grandmom's recipes and it involved her homemade barbecue sauce. And I can actually give you guys the recipe for that. It's so good. And it sounds like it would be gross and it would be crazy, but it's really, really good. So my grandmom, she used to homemade her own barbecue sauce. She never bought barbecue sauce. She always made it on her own. And it involves a medium. The base of the sauce is literally ketchup. So it involves a medium-sized bottle of regular Heinz ketchup. Not one of those big bottles, but just cutting in. Not a small bottle either, but just like one of those medium-sized bottles. The whole bottle. literally the whole bottle. And I remember when I first saw my dad doing this, and this was for her barbecued, chopped ham sandwiches. They are so, so good. So basically what you do is you want to get 1 or 2 pounds of chopped ham, not sliced. You got to get it chopped. Depending on how much of it you want to make or if you want leftovers or not, but you're going to want to get chopped ham, and then it's a whole bottle of ketchup. You want to make your sauce first in a pot, and you want to go through the whole bottle of ketchup, and you're going to want to add a cup of brown sugar, like a whole, like big cup of brown sugar, and a tablespoon or a little bit over of a tablespoon of mustard. And then you're going to want to put just a little bit, like a little pinch of onion and garlic powder. And just a little bit, because it's already going to be seasoned enough from the brown sugar. You don't want to like overkill it. So just like a little bit of garlic and onion powder, then you mix all of that together until it's all mixed in really, really good. And the ketchup will start to look like barbecue sauce after you mix all of that together. And I remember the first time I saw my dad doing this, and I'm like, what are you doing? What is all of that ketchup for? And I remember he winked at me and he was like, just wait. He's like, just wait. And literally one of the best homemade barbecue sauce recipes that my grandmother came up with on her own. And I'm sure other people have done different variations of it, or people have their own like barbecue sauce recipes. But that was the way my grandma did it. She just always had a knack of turning something so simple and even silly into something really good. And I had Eric try that sauce, and he was like, this is really good. And he's like, did you just, so the base is just ketchup? And I'm like, yeah, it's ketchup. So that is something that was a staple in my family as well, apart from all of the Italian stuff, is the chopped barbecued ham sandwiches along with the pulled pork sandwiches. Also, my grandmother's, and I don't have the exact recipe for it, but on the topic of barbecue sauce, and just so you know, barbecue sauce has been a huge thing in my family for years. We will use it on anything if we can. So my grandmother had even a grape jelly homemade barbecue sauce recipe. And literally she used to use that sauce with her homemade meatballs, and it was so good. Like, I have to definitely get that recipe off of my dad. I know he has it. So yeah, I love carrying, more importantly, like, I absolutely love cooking, and I feel like I'm definitely more of a baker than I am a cook. I love making cakes and cupcakes and pies and cookies and, like, you know, yummy treats like that. But the cooking side of it, I am just so happy and proud to be able to carry on all of my family's traditions in the kitchen and the food. And I'm just so happy that I'm actually able to share it with Eric and other people in my life, and that way that they can have a taste of, you know, what I was eating while growing up. So that's just really kind of like what sticks out to me. Also, another really quick side note, back to pasta. My uncle, this was on my mom's side of the family, of course. My uncle Lou, that man could barely speak any English. He spoke Italian so fluently. It was just awesome. And every year for Christmas, he would give my mom and dad one of those really big pepperoni sticks. and he would wrap like a red ribbon around it, and that would be like his present. It's just one of those really big like store-bought pepperoni sticks. So that's what he always used to do. And actually, you know, I knew him well enough to know what he was like, and I just absolutely love and adore him. He actually, he passed away from cancer when I was really little, and my mom, she actually held his hand when he died because she was very, very close with him. So I remember that. But he was just the sweetest, like the sweetest, you know, big, hearted, you know, Italian man that I've ever met. And it was sad to see him go so soon. But I just definitely, I know a lot of recipes stemmed from him or a lot of his tricks in the kitchen. I'm actually going to check on my boiling pot of water again. So please excuse me. So anyway, one of my Uncle Lou's tricks was, speaking of boiling pasta, if you're cooking, yeah, my water's doing wonderfully. So one of my uncle's tricks with pasta was, if you're cooking any type of like angel hair or spaghetti or thin spaghetti or anything like that, this is how you know it's done. Take a strand of pasta and wait till it cools off a little bit. My uncle used to do this. And basically, he would take a strand of pasta and let it cool off a little bit, let it drip dry, and he would wing it, literally wing it, up on the cupboard. And he said, if it sticks to the cupboard, the pasta is done. And you can only, you can only do this like with, you know, like angel hair or spaghetti or thin spaghetti or something like that to really do this trick. But that's what he used to do. And if it stuck to the cupboard, he said, yep, the pasta's done. So I really don't quite understand that to this day. My dad understands it a little bit more than I do, but that's just another one of those little tricks that he did, and it's still to this day we all still do it, just like Uncle Lou did. So God bless his heart. So anyway, I was really happy to share all of this with you. It was kind of like random and very, very candid, but I hope you guys enjoy it. And if you have if there's recipes that you like to cook that you've learned from your family, or if you just enjoy cooking or baking in general, please share with me like what you guys like to do. I love to learn more about my listeners and people who can actually relate to what I'm talking about. So please, please reach out to me or share your thoughts on this. And if you're thinking of your favorite foods or your favorite recipes while listening to this, please share them with me, or, you know, leave them in the comments on my social media, like where I share this at. You can reach out to me on Instagram at @bymarajane. And that's my Twitter handle, is the exact same, by Mara Jane. And you can also reach me on Facebook. You can search Mara Jane Morrison on there, and just feel free to just reach out to me if you're listening. And if you want to share your favorite foods or your recipes with me that you enjoy doing, please do so. And other than that, it's actually starting to storm pretty bad where I'm at, but hopefully today will still be in a positive light, even though it's gray and rainy outside. So please stay safe and stay healthy and keep smiling. Also, on a completely different note, if any of you are listening, and if you're in Columbus or Minnesota or any of those places where the protests and the riots are taking place, please, please, please be careful and be safe. This world is hurting enough as it is. So if you find yourself in Columbus, or if you're from, you know, Minneapolis or Columbus, or if you live there, and if you have to by any chance go out, please, please be careful and just be safe and just guard your hearts, please. So yeah, anyway, keep smiling and have a wonderful Friday. Bye, guys.